Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the McInerney Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
What kind of man would wash man's feet, get pushed around, then turn the other cheek? I wanna be more like him every day and everywhere. So little time he took for himself, he was more concerned for everybody else. I wanna be more like him every day and everywhere. I wanna be more like Jesus. That's why I put my life in his hands. Oh, I wanna be more like Jesus. And with his help, I know that I can. What kind of man would wash man's feet, gets pushed around, then turn the other cheek? I wanna be more like him every day and everywhere. So little time he took for himself, he was more concerned for everybody else. I wanna be more like him every day and everywhere. I wanna be more like Jesus. That's why I put in his hands. Oh, I wanna be more like Jesus. And with his help, I know that I can. Oh, I wanna be more like Jesus. That's why I put my life in his hands. And with his help, I know that I can. I wanna be more like Jesus. That's why I put my life in his hands. Oh, and with his help, I know that I can. Ooh, ooh.
this present service, I'm happy to announce to you that God's gift to us is in our midst tonight. Hallelujah. Is my mic working? Or you didn't hear me? I don't think you heard me. I said God's gift to us is in our midst tonight. I don't know. Am I in the right place?
Oh yes.
No, am I in the right church service?
Oh, yes.
Is it the right church? I said God's gift to us is in our midst tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are as excited as I am, I want you to make some noise. I want you to clap your hands. You can jump around if you want. And let's welcome to this moment, the Bishop Edwin Morgan. Oh, no, come on. Make some noise tonight.
I heard beats. Then the singer was confused. But clap your hands for Jesus tonight.
What a blessing.
Can you tune the sound a little? Tell two people that you are welcome to church tonight.
You are welcome to church
tonight. Now make it three. Tell three people that you are welcome. Tell the person, I am personally welcoming you to church. And after the service, I'd like to have your phone number. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a blessing to see you in church. It's a blessing to love Jesus. It's a blessing to love church. It's a blessing to be in God's presence. David said, a day with you in your house is far better than 1,000 days, which is about 3 years. So one day in church gives you 3 years. Yes, you catch up by 3 years. One day in church makes you catch up by 3 years. So today I'm very happy that you are in God's presence. And I want us to close our eyes. And then we pray as we receive this short Saturday evening lesson, Bible lesson. Father, we thank you for the beautiful time we have in your presence. Thank you for the awesome privilege. Thank you for the people who brought us to church. Thank you for pastors and leaders you have raised in this world who are interested in us. Thank you for the pastor who is interested in me. Thank you for the pastors who are interested in these young ones. Thank you for all the things you are doing to work out your will and your plan. We know that our lives will not be the same again. And we know that truly we will be blessed because we are in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now give the loudest clap. Clap. Loud clap. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you may please be seated. Glory to God. So once again, tonight, we are blessed to be in church for Saturday evenings, our Bible lesson evenings. Amen. And I tell you, a Bible lesson can change your life. The same way a short Bible lesson changed Nicodemus's life. Yes. Sometimes it's just one sentence. Yes. Except a man be born again, he shall not see the kingdom of heaven. One sentence. And it changes your entire life. A sentence, go and sin no more, changes your life. A sentence, before I give you my water, give me your water. A sentence. So may a sentence change your life. Because tonight is a sentence. And I'm preaching from, I don't know, maybe either tonight or next week, maybe the end of this series. But I'm preaching from this book, Seeing and Hearing. And I've loved to preach from it. There's more to teach from it, but I'm believing God that I'll take a break at a point and then I'll come back. Because when I see small books, I get feelings. The small books are always powerful because in the Bible, it was a small book that was recommended for someone to be able to preach to multitudes, tongues, nations. Not a big book, a small book. So when you see a small book, have respect for it. It will change your life. So tonight, I'm preaching from this small book. And I've been doing so for the past few, I don't know, is it 4 or 5 weeks? 3, 4 weeks? And tonight's short lesson is from chapter, I think, 9. Okay. Yes. It says, Seeing and Hearing. And that's the series. If you are here and tonight is your first night, I have been teaching on a subject which this book is titled after, and that is Seeing and Hearing. It's a habit you must develop. Everyone must have that habit of seeing what? Seeing girls. Seeing lotto numbers. Seeing what? Seeing the right things. And what is the right thing for you? use your eyes to see verses in the Bible. Yes. Use your eyes to see sentences in books. There is nobody inferior in life. God did not make anybody inferior. I am not inferior to you. Neither are you inferior to me. There is nobody inferior in life except the one who is determined not to have knowledge. You can determine that as for you, you will not acquire knowledge. I can bring a man here right now. He earns about $6,000 a month. Yes. Yes. He's in the church service now. Yes. NPP dollars. In Ghana, not America. Yes. And when that man comes to stand here, I can also bring somebody to stand by him. The same age. But he doesn't have a job. He does by day for 60 Ghana. No, by day is now 100, is it? Now it's 100. Yes, by day is 100. So 100 times 30 is 3,000 cedis. Yes? So there's a man standing here. Online, there's a man. $6,000. $5,800 something. And there's a man here who earns 3,000 cedis. Come close to them. Take x-rays. Take MRIs. Do lab tests. They have the same organs. Take their brain, put their brain in a machine, any machine. Even sometimes, even the one which is bigger is more useless. Same kidneys, same liver, same arteries, same. Why is one earning $5,875 and another person? Because the one who earns 3,000 cedis is a Ghan. Not so. It's Ghans who earn less money. Not so. And always earn more. Not so. No. The differences between people are not caused by their heights or their tribal origins or their family backgrounds, but it is caused by an appetite for knowledge. An appetite for knowledge. Anybody who tells you, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, he's here. Where is the angel? He's here. Anybody who tells you that it's enough to get born again, it's enough to come and stand here and lift your hands and repeat a prayer you don't understand. A prayer you don't understand. You repeat it. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, I thank you, I thank you. I'm a sinner. How can you say I'm a sinner? Do you know me? Anybody who tells you that it's enough to be saved is hurting you. When God saves you, through a lot of hard work, you yourself should contribute to your salvation. It's not only Jesus. Am I alone? I feel that the service, the place is too quiet. Your salvation, the Bible says that those who endure to the end. Say to the end.
To the end.
Shall be saved.
That's right.
It means that your salvation doesn't depend on Jesus' death only.
The man is preaching.
Hey. I am saved. Brother Francis is saved. Sister Edith is born again. It doesn't take only Jesus to be saved. Salvation begins with Jesus, but it ends with your efforts to fight, to press, to continue. Yes, the Bible says to you, if you will ever have salvation like a phone, this is my phone. This is my shirt. This is my shoe. If you will ever have salvation, it will not be because only Jesus died on the cross. He said, work out your own salvation with fear and trepidation. Don't leave yourself to Jesus only. Is it possible to sit down so I can end the service? Saturdays are not preaching. We don't preach on Saturdays. It's just Bible study. We use that. That's why I'm using verses. He that shall endure unto the end. Endure. There's no Jesus here. You must endure. You must press. You must fight. You must work out your own, my own. I am. It's my salvation, my own. Don't leave it to Jesus, baby. He's finished his work. That is why when he was on the cross and they had nailed him, before he took his last breath, he said, Tetelestai, it is finished. I finished my own. Anything apart from what I've done depends also on the people. I have finished my own. It's the Bible study. Find it for them. So it is finished. And Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar. If you can sit down, I will be able to preach. I get nervous when you stand. I'm not able to preach well. Oh, I should end the service. You want to go home? You know, it takes a long distance, a long time. It takes an effort to come here. So when you are here, you must get something. When you are therefore received, tell a neighbor, I love Bible studies.
I love Bible studies.
Yes, Bible studies. When therefore he had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. That is, he died. My Jesus died. But before he died, he said, I have finished my own. Because any lifestyle that places absolute responsibility on God or Jesus is an irresponsible lifestyle, including the lifestyle of your salvation. you must never leave anything to only God. Wake up. Take responsibility. Do something. Salvation is not something that is like Jesus has died. We are going to celebrate 2023 years since Jesus died. Next 2 weeks. That's the Good Friday service we prayed about. 2023 years since Jesus died. Your salvation has shifted from Jesus to you. If you will ever be saved, it will be because you worked it out. You worked it out. You pressed. You endured. You will have to fight some things to remain a Christian. Yes, you have to fight devils. Yes. You, for instance, you have to fight boys. Yes. Boys who want to prevent you from going to heaven. Hedi. Some of you boys must fight girls. Yes. To be saved, you must fight betting. Gamblers don't go to heaven. Gamblers don't go to heaven. Because it means there's greed in you. And anybody who goes to heaven with greed is going to steal the gold on the road. The streets are made of gold. So when we allow you there, there will be potholes. They are going to cause potholes because you will steal the gold in heaven. I'm enjoying the Bible study. I don't know why you want to go home at this time. What's the point I have made so far? The point I've made so far is that your salvation also depends on you, not only on Jesus. You got to work it out, baby. You got to work it out. When you wake up, you read your Bible, when you pray, when you go to church, when you win a soul, when you stay away from sin, you are working it out. Any Bible verse you read is a working out of your salvation. There's no Jesus anywhere to help you. Work out. It's like it is finished. What God must do has been done. The shedding of blood has been done. Mazatu zakata sataba. Now, when you get born again, anyone. And I'm happy I'm preaching in Africa. Yes, because the typical black African doesn't like knowledge. Likes power. Excitement. Dancing. Shh, power. The typical black African likes falling down. So I'm happy that tonight I'm preaching in Africa. And I'm preaching to Africans. Even Africans online. When someone tells you that being saved is enough, he has fooled you. If you will sit down, I'll tell you one of the things God plans for you, because of which he saves you. Why does God save me? Do you want to know? Among that 15 reasons, there's one. I'm giving you just one, because Bible studies, you don't use too many verses. There's just one reason, one tonight, why God saves you. One big reason why God saves you, is to give you everything you need to live this life. To live your life on earth successfully, you need things.
That's true.
You need things. Are you married? You need a wife. That is why God saves you. So you marry the right person. If he doesn't save you, you will follow breasts. Hey. Mammary glands. And dimpled nipples. Okay, then, since you don't like the messages I'm preaching, you know, I traveled. I just came. Yes. Yes, I just came. I just came from the airport. So I should have branched, and I rushed through traffic to come to a church service that people don't want to hear the message I'm preaching. God knows you need a husband. That's why he saves you. Because if he doesn't save you, you are going to marry a man because his shoe size is 44 plus. God knows you need children who will not grow up to disgrace you. That's why he saves you. So that your children will not be drug addicts and jailbirds, but your children will be honorable nobles. That's why. To live on this earth, you need things. You need things. You will need a car. Yes. You will need a car. At a certain age, it's not nice to be walking. Now, dear, we all have walked. We've walked. We've all walked. At a certain age, it's too much. It's too much. God knows. Some of you sitting here, God knows that you need sense. Yes. He knows you need sense. Because so far, when he looks at you, you don't have sense. You don't have sense. When we see the people you are following, we can tell that you don't have sense. So he saves you. I said, there are 15 reasons why God saves you. This is just only one. One of them has nothing to do with heaven. The things I'm talking about have nothing to do with heaven. God saves you for your life on earth. Get it right. He knows that you need a certain type of accommodation. Yes. That your body size is not good for chamber and hall. He knows it. Oh no, this church is not a place I want to preach in. I was expecting a certain type of church. I'm in the right church. This is the church as we preach in. Maybe I should go online. I should preach here. The room you are sleeping in, based on your body size, is not right. God wants you to have a bedroom that is like a tennis court with air everywhere. You won't even need an air conditioner. The room is roomy. That's why David said, he has brought me to a large place. One of the places God brings you is not London or New York. He brings you to what? a large place. So he has brought me to what? A large. All these are things. All these are things. A girl like you should not be taking lifts. You should have a little money from a certain type of job to allow you, when we are giving the announcement, then you order your Uber. So by the time we step out, you see the number plate, the Uber is waiting for you. Because a girl like you, this man who for the past 6 months, he sits over there, then he gives you a lift to your area. One of these nights, you may not get home with him. Say things. So, God knows you need a certain type of job. So, he saves you so that you live a certain type of life that gives you a certain type of job. I'm saying that one of the reasons why God saves us is that he wants to give us things. Some of the things he wants to give you are brothers and sisters. Yes. I'm so happy to have a sister like you. Oh, it's nice. Yes. It's nice to have a sister like you. And I'm sure you're also happy to have a brother like me. Oh, yes. I'm happy. I'm happy. It's nice to have a brother. Yes. He's called Young Gicho. Yes. Who doesn't want to have a bearded brother like Young Gicho? The people sitting around, I'm preaching. The people sitting around you are things God wants to give you. Because he wants to remove you from the area boys who are about to send you to jail. So he puts you in a church with these type of human beings. These are all things. Now. If you can sit down. Because see, when I'm preaching and people stand, I get nervous. Now, how do you get things? She has things. He doesn't have things. Is it because she's Ga and he is Ewe? No. How do you come by the things? The things God wants to give you. Do you want to know?
Yes.
How to get things?
Yes.
How to get things?
Yes.
If you have 4 things, God may want to give you 40 things. But you may think that because you have 8, Obena. You have not finished. There's more. 2 Peter. Chapter 1. Verse 3. According do you know why you are enjoying the message? You are enjoying the message because there's oil in the message. There's oil. See, even this verse I'm sharing with you, I have it to share with you because I was listening to a pastor preaching with it this morning. In fact, 3 days ago. And I repeated the message yesterday. And I repeated it this morning. That's how. I'm not using a Bible in my hand. I'm quoting. Because I have heard. According as his divine power has given to us all Bibles, all what? Verses, all what? Things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. Pastor, it may be difficult for you to believe me, but try and believe me that the type of husband this girl will marry one day will be proportional to her knowledge of God. You will be approaching the best husband for your life to the degree that you have very good knowledge of God. If you have no or low knowledge of God, you will marry. As wedding rings, they are sold in Kaneshi. Madina also. Oh, I didn't know that was Madina. That wedding rings in Madina. Don't do a market, they are wedding rings. Don't do a market, they are wedding rings. Hajia is selling at Don't do a. Oh, then. As for a man you to marry, look at your height. You will get a husband to marry. But the quality of the husband you will marry is proportional to the level of knowledge you have of God. And so is the quality of life you will live as a Christian. You will be dependent on your level of knowledge of God. To be in church, a good church like this, and for 5 years you still have area boys as your friends, will be only, not your tribe, not your educational level, not who your father is, not who your mother is, not what you've done in the past. It will only be because of the level of knowledge of God you have. Whether you are going to end up in Yale or jail will depend on your level of knowledge. So, he said, according. There's a song we sing, I think by Alvin Slaughter. He says, he has already provided. Already. Maguda Bayaya.
Provided. He's already.
Listen to the song.
He's already provided.
Take it again. He's already.
He's already.
That's all I need. Just that slide.
Provided.
Listen to this.
He's already provided.
Gagada kakuga.
Everything you need, He's already.
He's already provided again.
He's already provided.
Sing it.
He's already provided. Everything.
No. She doesn't know how to sing that song. Listen to me. I'm a talented solo artist also. Not just a pastor preaching.
Yes, let's go there. Go there.
Give me the right key. He's already provided. He's already provided everything you need. He's already provided. Every promise you can claim,
just ask it in.
Stop it. Why do you think we wake up at dawn to pray? Do you think that things we ask God in prayer are things God is going to manufacture them? God shut down his factories longest. The children you need, the husband you need, tomorrow's prayer topic, the job your great grandchild, my God, I feel like preaching now, the job your great grandchild will get has already been provided. When he said tetelestai, he had already finished. But your choices today will determine how your great grandchild will live. Oh, so your mind was that as I'm praying for a wife, then God is now going to look for Betty and prepare her and make her. No. My granddaughter is 2 months old. She was crying at home this evening. 2 months old, her husband has already been provided. Madaza Kappa. Her husband is part of my generational blessings. The choices I am making today will impact her directly. He's already provided. No prayer you pray makes God manufacture anything. That's why it is important you know what to pray about. That's why James, I'm changing the message. You are making me change the message. That's why James says that you pray amiss. Amiss. We have to pray. Jesus said we ought to pray. We pray because there are things that belong to you that are in traffic. And any policeman holding up your blessing in traffic must be bound and must be removed so that the things in traffic can come and flow. That's why we pray. We don't pray because you are not going to tell God to give you a house. The house you must live in, he provided it 10,000 years ago. He ain't making no new house. It's your uncle who is building a house. It's your father who is building a house. That is why the house God has for you doesn't depend on an uncle. He's provided everything. The money you must count. So you think that like God is now minting money because of you? No. Already. Already. If you must count $1 million before you die, he's already provided it. But whether you will count it or not depends on your level of knowledge. You are pushing me to do something tonight I'm not happy about. Your husband. No, do you genuinely believe that God is now creating a husband whole? He is somewhere. There's a woman here. There's a woman here. She's looking at me right now. Her husband married her when that husband went to follow up a convert his pastor had sent him to follow up. And as he was with the boy, a boy in the house, checking on him. I don't know what he was, whether he was reading verses or encouraging him or talking to him. This sister came to pass in front of him. He didn't say anything. Ebahe. Ebaho. 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 And he obeyed his pastor again and went to this same brother
again, because you don't follow up a soul only once. And as he was following up the girl, the soul, the boy, his sister, Ebaho. Obechem. That's why I tell you that most of your prophetic things coming to pass, they will come to pass because of the church. The church. Then the next time, as she was hoeing, then so, oh, please meet my sister. Comfort. So he shook the sister's hand. Introduction. Oh, this is my sister. So he shook the sister's hand. And when he held her, something from the sister entered him. Makota Sakatai. Because of time, I will not waste your time. Today, they have, I don't know, 5 or 6 children. Your level of knowledge that as a Christian, you must win souls, you must go on outreach, you must do follow-up, that knowledge may give you a job that you will never have if you don't know. A lot of the things God will give you, he has linked them to instructions you must obey based on your level of knowledge. That is why, ladies and gentlemen, when you get... Can you sit down? I need to preach now. When you get born again, you don't stop there. The next thing to do when you get born again, after getting born again, is to begin your quest for knowledge. Because it is the vehicle of knowledge that will bring all the things you need. Life and godliness. You are surprised that a married man is chasing you at this time. Right now, that's it. So as I'm speaking, your godliness, put the verse up for those online to see. Your godliness is in question because you don't have money. And a certain man, a married man, wants to use you for dessert. And why don't you have money? Want to know why you don't have money? Because you decided 3 years ago not to mix in the church. A sister stood in front of this church, this stage, by this monitor. She sang. By the time she got down, she had got a job. And she's still in that job. Yeah. This same church, yeah, she stood here. She got down to sit down. By the time she sat down, after the church service, somebody approached her and said, I've got a job for you. She's still in that job. There is nothing you need God has not provided for you. There is nothing you need that you are now going to have to pray for God to go to his factory and turn on the generator and start manufacturing a man. They are there already. The job, the car, the husband, the this, the that, the that, the that, the that. It's all there. But your knowledge is the vehicle that delivers the things you need. And it is because you are not fighting to have knowledge. Because of that, because you don't have knowledge, certain things God has for you are not coming. And because they are not coming, now you are into betting. Now you are chasing somebody's husband. You are about to say yes to a man you know you shouldn't marry. Because there is today, I tell you, if you don't hear anything, the message today is that there is nothing you need that has not already been provided, waiting for your knowledge to release them. That is why when you hear, when you have a habit of reading your Bible, reading books, listening to messages, I'm so glad you came to church today. So tonight, you are both seeing me and hearing me. This morning, I was only hearing a man. But you are in church. I'm happy you are in church. I hope next time there's a church service, you will come. Because anytime you add to your knowledge, you create opportunities for you to receive the things which are already there. May you not die with only 2% of the things God intended for you. No, I'm serious. May you not die with only 3% of the things, the money, the cars, the blessings, the anointings. I pray. Because you can die with only 10% of what God intended for you. The rest of the 90, they were there. Even your level of knowledge will even be what will keep you if a certain amount of money comes into your life. I mean, yes. If I get $10,000 right now, I mean, the things I will do are majestic and fantastic. Abbas! The first thing I will do is to look for lands. There's a land I'm looking for. 8 plots. 800,000. Once I get the $10 million, I'll send the girl, go to the man and say that he should meet me on Monday. The next cathedral is coming up. Magadu Zaba. I get 5 of those cathedrals in the system. Then the next thing I'll do is to put aside about $200,000 to air condition this hall. So that when I'm preaching, I'm like, I'm in London. Makatula. Makute. But you, and I mean you, if you get $1 million, you, if you get $1 million, you, Ogbena, Agbena, one brother was walking in town. I mean, these days, when we were children, we used to find money on the ground easily.
Oh, no, sorry,
do you remember that? You remember when you were a child? These days, you don't find money. I don't remember the last time I found money. But when we were children, we used to find money. For there are certain places, if you walk there, you will find money. I'm sure there are some of you who have never found money on the ground before. Like in town. Have you found money in town? You found money on the ground before? No. Yes. The marketplaces. They put a magnet there and it attracts them. When we were children, there was money. Now, this brother was walking around. And what should he see? He saw something lying on the ground. So, this is money. He pretended as if he had not seen it. Then he just did some backsliding. Then he saw that. He came and said, oh, it's money. He just was looking around and he just dropped his phone. Hey. And when he was speaking, he just added the phone to the man. He went behind some kiosks. When he counted the money, it was 90 Ghana cedis. 90. Then he exclaimed, hey God, he has already taken his tithes. Hey Onyami, we're in a tithes. Even to pay tithes from 90 Ghana, you don't want to pay. You say God has taken his tithes. The money should have been 100 Ghana, and God took his 10. So tithe, pastor, your friend with tithe. Some of you are sitting here. You don't pay tithes. You don't pay tithes. You have robbed yourself of 85% of anything God will ever give you. Say knowledge.
Knowledge.
Say knowledge.
Knowledge.
That is why I've come here to tell you.
Thank you, sir.
When I say that, read your Bible, use your eyes to see scriptures, to see pages of books, listen to messages, watch videos. It's not because I have turned the church into a university, but it's because as a pastor, because the Lord is your shepherd, you must not want. You must not want. You must not be a beggar. David said, I've been young and I am now old. I've never seen the righteous man forsaken of his seed, begging for bread. But you are a beggar. You are a beggar. You are a beggar. When I say read your Bible, when I say watch preaching videos, I'm trying to help you to make the things God has already provided easy to come into your life. That's why I'm asking you to read your book. It's not because I want somebody to buy books. I don't earn any money when anybody buys any book in the church. I'm not doing any business. I don't have any commission. Like, as a head pastor of this church, they've brought 100 boxes of books. And if I can sell all the 100, I've got some 7,000 Ghana cedis. There's no commission. But I need you. There are some things that are in traffic.
This is Bishop Edwin Ogo preaching. Stay tuned. Do you sense an urgency to pray? Is there a burden to wage war spiritually through intense intercession? Then join the online army on the Church in Your House Facebook page, this and every Saturday at 4 a.m. Remember, the Facebook address is The Church in Your House with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. This and every Saturday dawn at 4 a.m. Every knee will bow to the power of prayer.
And one of the things that come to you when you see and hear is that seeing and hearing guarantees your rise to your next level.
There is a next level. Wow. It's our Jesus.
You need it. You are a married woman. Is your husband here?
Yes.
I'm sure there's love in your marriage. Is there love? Sorry? I can't hear you.
Yes, please.
There's love. I'm telling you in English that there is another level of love you've not experienced. Mommy, do you have money? You work. Is there a little money? You count some money? Yes. The money you count, there's another level of money you must count. I see you rising to your next level of anointing, of members, of wisdom, of money, of favor, of strength, of wisdom, of power. There is a next level. There's a next level. Oh, I don't know who is with me tonight. I said there is a next level. There's a next level. There's a next level for you. Nobody is exempted from the next level, because the top of any mountain is the bottom of another mountain.
Wow.
I said the top of any mountain. Even Everest. There is something higher than Everest. It's called the cloud that is above it. Every mountain peak marks the beginning of another ascent. Wake up. You can never say you've risen to your highest level of singing. You've risen to your highest level of preaching. You've risen to, like, we filled this church with souls. And so what? When we can have 10 services in this church. No, tell me where you are in life. Is it money? Is it favor? Is it joy? Is it marital bliss? Wherever you are, there is another level. Now, if you will sit down, I will end the message. Because hearing and seeing guarantees your rise. Kadiloba, Gragagaza, Gondistimanda, Agati Boskatalaba, Rimagata, Sadabasha, Habakum Dema Sunde Makatida Bayaba. Your next level in life will only be attained. You see, there's an engine that lets you to your new level. Do you want to know the name of the engine? The diesel engine? The horsepower? Do you want to know? Yeah. You sing very well. There's another level of singing. I said the peak of any mountain is the bottom of another mountain. The engine that will take you from where you are, where I am now, is the engine called faith. If only you can believe. You go up. Tomorrow, I'm having a meeting with my leaders. Why? I believe that the church I am pastoring can grow. Believe that your marriage can be better than this chamber and hall marriage you are doing. Believe it. Just believe it. The engine that will take your marriage. Nobody is listening to me. Nobody is listening to me. Nobody is listening to me. I said the engine that will take you to your next level of favor, happiness, power. What is it? What? Is it money? It's called faith. Believing that it is possible. Any level you will get to. Bishop, in the book, describes the different milestones in his ministry. Writing of books, healing ministry, church growth ministry. Each one, he had to believe that as a pastor, he could have a crusade. He was known as a teaching pastor. Nobody knew him as an evangelist. But today, he's known as an evangelist. Now, that transition was because of faith. Now, but it's not as direct. Oh, what a beautiful evening.
You are blessing us. You are blessing
us. It's not as direct as I am presenting it to you. Faith never comes without hearing. I've watched and heard pastors preaching about churches, church growth, church becoming big. When you hear something, it delivers faith to you. Anything you hear makes you know that it is possible for you also to become. That's why Romans 10, 17 says, so then, the faith you need to mount to your next level, it comes. That engine, it comes by hearing. And hearing, not by politicians' statements or reading tomorrow's New York Times. It comes by hearing the word of God. I want to tell you, listening to me, wherever you are, you must hear the word of God. Listen. When you hear the word of God, it sparks possibilities. When you put earphones in your ears and you are listening to a pastor preach about healing, about prosperity, about church growth, it sparks something in you. There is something in you. I said there is some fuel. Everybody has got some petrol in him. You need the matches of a word. There is a word that will ignite some fire. I want to go home. If you don't hear, you will be surprised. You will remain. Many people are stuck. If we are cars, many of you are stuck in the mud waiting for a tow truck to winch you out of the mud. Many of you are stuck. That's why a church which doesn't share testimonies, it's not a church I would advise you to attend. Yes. Because many of you sitting here, you finish BEC, you can't continue. You finish WASI, you can't continue. But if somebody comes to stand here and shares a testimony of how he failed 2 papers in BC, but a brother encouraged him when they were going for outreach and so on, and the church, through the church, blah, 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 you'll also be encouraged to also serve God and also to draw near. It will boost your faith. You are stuck because you are not hearing anything. Why do we think we go to counselors? Why do you think we sit with our husbands when we want to divorce? When we want to end the marriage? Why do we listen to people encouraging? They speak to us and make us believe that this marriage, hey, you are 10,000 times better than even my marriage. One pastor came to sit in front of a bishop and told him he wants to leave his wife. And the bishop was very surprised. He said, why? He said, for 3 months, there have been cobwebs in his walkway. Cobwebs. And his wife doesn't want to remove them. You may think I'm joking. You may think, you see, it sounds so frivolous. He was going to divorce his wife. Then as the pastor was listening to him, he said, my house, are there cobwebs? He began to realize that there's cobwebs in the toilet, cobwebs in the bedroom, cobwebs in the garage. But to divorce his wife has never occurred to him. So he used his life to advise that man who wants to leave his wife on the basis of cobwebs. You will never believe that things are possible in your life till you hear somebody's testimony. But the greatest testimony is the word of God. The Bible says the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Ladies and gentlemen,
Your next level, if you don't have faith, you will never move from where you are in life. You think of where you are in life. Just think of where you are in your Christian life, in the church, in marriage, in ministry, anointing, what you are doing as a pastor, what you are doing as a singer, your keyboardist. Look, this man can play the keyboard with his toes. But until he has seen somebody playing with his toes, he will never believe it. That's why you are stuck. To get out of where you are, you must hear something. You must hear something. And what will what you hear do to you? It will only deliver faith. Faith. As you sit here, you can be a healer, but you've not heard any message on healing. You can win more souls. You can have a better marriage. As you sit here, you can change your friends and change your life only based on what you hear. Because when you hear something, it only sparks faith. And the only power we know, I don't know if I'm talking to Christians. Am I preaching to Christians? The only power you and I know that can move mountains is not degrees. It's not determination. It is called faith. There are things standing in front of you. They are called mountains. They will never move till you have faith. I'll take it again because I'm ending. Your marriage, there is something standing in front of you. You think you have the best marriage in town because your husband takes you out every Friday night. My good day, Shata Bakata. You've not seen a man in love before. You've not seen. And I pray that there's no married woman here whose husband will show another woman the love that is in him. I pray. That one too is a prayer you must pray. Because you don't have any idea what is in this man. Do you have any idea? But a certain type of wife can tame him. Tame. I said there is a mountain in front of you. There's a mountain in front of me. I'm a pastor of this church. Look at the empty chairs. All these are mountains. You don't fill these chairs with determination. The only known power that dislodges mountains in our lives is faith. And that faith will never come to you. It will come to her. It will come to her. It will come to him, but it will not come to you, because the only way faith to move mountains comes to a person is by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You don't hear nothing, you are stuck in front of a mountain. Businesswoman, Heady, Nessie, teachy, dancy, preachy, whatever you are, whatever you are, there's a mountain in front of you. Even that you can't see the mountain, it's a sign that you've not heard certain messages. Oh yes, because if you were an avid listener of messages, you'd have known that you are stuck. Yes, I don't blame you. That's why at a certain level of maturity and a certain level of spirituality, pastors don't have any energy to help people out, because you see, you can't be helped out of something you can't see. So tonight, even my prayer for you is that God will open your eyes to see that you are stuck. You can't see that you are stuck. You can't see. You can only think that I'm insulting him. You can't see that you are stuck. Are you not a consistency of us? Yeah. You can't see you are stuck. You can see? Yes. Why are you stuck?
Because there's a mountain in front of you in your constituency. And why is the mountain still there? Because what it takes to move the mountain is faith. And how will you get that faith? By going to Malcolm? No, by hearing. And it's the last thing you want to do in life. So you will never have what it takes to move the mountain that is standing in front of you in your marriage, in your ministry, in your finances, in your family life, in your whatever you are doing. There's a mountain. It's a mountain. It's a mountain. And it's so sad, eh? That some people who are standing in front of mountains think they've arrived. Like the Israelites. The people who are in front of mountains right now, they think they've arrived. And the Israelites thought they had arrived till God told them, you've cycled this mountain long enough. Get away from here. Once again, they had to hear something. I pray to you and for you that you will hear a message. That you will hear a message. I said that you will hear a message. You know, your level now, where you are now in life, is your level of faith that has created the world you are in now. Even to believe the nonsense you are living to be normal is your level of belief. The day you hear something better, that is why the disciples came to Jesus. Is it Luke 17? Also, they said, Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. And I think everybody here tonight is this. Luke 17, yes. The apostles. The apostles. Not the weed smokers. Not the unbelievers. The apostles. Because apostles are also at a certain level. To go higher than where you are, you need an increase. Any level of rise, any quantum of rise, any increase in level of your life will happen because you've heard something. Young men, start listening to messages. Listen to podcasts. Your life will change. At least a message you will listen to will teach you that you are standing in front of a mountain. You are stuck in life. Some of you, if you joke, you will never rise above the level of family. The level of your family. This morning, somebody went to show me my original family house. Original. This morning. It's about 200 years old. Yes. That is it. Everything you are came from here. Your great grandmother, great, 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 they moved, they were here, they migrated to there and there and came to Sekendi and moved here. And in the 18 something, there was a new harbor going to be made. They were relocated. They moved here. This is how it was built. This is how it's about a little over 200 years. Yeah. That's a family house. It's made of mud. But it's nicely plastered in Sekendi. 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 When I looked at the house and I remembered the house I stay in Accra, I realized that I have moved on to a higher level in life only because that house, there are men like me who live there. Oh, yes. People live there. There are ladies who wear chalewate who live there, who wear cloth who live there. There are men in t-shirts and jean shorts. They live there. They live there. I could be living there. They are all descendants of my great-great-great-grandmother. They are all there. They are there. I saw them. I held their hands. We spoke. They are there. But when I remembered where I came from, I realized that by the grace of God, at least I may not have money, I may not have education, I may not have a wife, I may not have children, but at least where I stayed there, by God's grace, my level has risen to another level. May your level rise above the level of your family house. I am praying
that you will live a better life than your father. I'm praying that my children will live a better life. I have a son who is a pastor. I pray that he will live a better ministry life than this ministry I'm doing. And that change from my level to his level will only come by what he hears. I pray that you don't die like your uncles lived. I pray. That's why the disciples came and said, so then, says, Lord, increase our faith. And I pray that you will have a revelation today to also ask the Lord to increase your faith. Pastors, bishops, reverends, wives, workers, whoever you are, it is my prayer you will even to even realize that you need more faith to rise, to be a better pastor, to be a better wife, to be a better father to your children, a better mother. Or you think you are the best mother so far. Wow. One brother is standing here. He said, one day, I don't know whether it is recently or something. He said, he told his mother, he and his brother were, I don't know whether they were in this living room or they were in a car. And I don't know whether he did or his brother told the mother that, Mommy, as we have lived with you all these years, you don't know the things we have done in our rooms. You don't know how we have lived our lives in this house. He said that her mother was angry. His mother was angry. So what do you mean? He said, you don't know. He said, like what? He didn't say anything to her. But I know some. I know some. And the things I know, you wouldn't want to hear it as a mother. So to think that you are the best mother so far, I pity you. I'm saying to you tonight that if you have any prayer, it should be, Lord, increase my faith. Faith in parenting. Faith in pastoring. Faith in being a husband. Faith in being a wife. Faith in being a center leader. Faith in serving God. Faith in just living my life on earth. Increase my faith. Because if you can increase my faith, it means you can increase the mountains I can move in my life. And I pray for you that you don't get stuck in front of a mountain. That by faith, through hearing and seeing, I'm sending you today, hear and see, so that you can get the faith that comes by hearing. And so that by that faith, you can move the mountains that are standing in front of you. You don't deserve to stand where you are more than 2 weeks. You've been there for 2 years. I said, you don't deserve where you are in life. It's not fair. As a child of God, you shouldn't be where you are in life. Move. And the power to move is called faith. And that faith, it comes by hearing and seeing. It changes you into what you are hearing, into what you are seeing. Rise your feet. Lift your hands. So Jesus told them, as your hands are lifted, in verse 6. When they told him, Lord, increase our faith. And his answer to them, I'm surprised you've not noticed it. He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, I don't care what theology, what a Greek, whatever you have in your head, but a grain of a mustard seed is a size. Which means that as they stood there, they did not have that size. They didn't have that size. Whatever they had was smaller than a mustard seed. I don't know who is telling you that a mustard seed is small. It's something, you know, whatever. It's the smallest, and it's the smallest. Yes, it's the smallest. It's the smallest. And so what? It's the smallest, but it's a size. As we are here, don't we have the shortest man here? But he has a height. You can be here and your faith to be a pastor, your faith to follow Bishop Dagwood Mills, your faith to build a church, your faith to grow a church. As a pastor one day, I said, have you visited the new converts? Have you even had a meeting with the people who meet converts? I've not done it. He said, if you had faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, don't start thinking of the smallest faith. Think of a size of faith you have not attained. Don't just start by saying that if I had the smallest faith. No. Ask yourself, what size of faith do I have now that I can increase it to the size of a, because I've seen a mustard seed before. In fact, I had a bottle of it in my office. It broke in Adenta. I was in Israel. I bought a bottle of mustard seeds. And it's not as small as you think. You can see it. Once you can see something, it means that it's not the smallest. Magadu Zaba. What's the size of your faith? No wonder that's a young man. Mountains of pornography, mountains of fornication. You cannot even keep yourself away from betting. Today, as you are in church, you are thinking of tomorrow's matches that you can bet. Because it's a mountain you can't move. But if you could hear the right message, it will change you. What size of faith do you have? Whatever it is, it means that it is not the size of a mustard seed. Grow your faith. Increase your size to the size of a mustard seed. Lift your two hands and pray.
Lord, increase my faith. Increase our faith, oh God. Increase my faith. Increase our faith, oh God.
Madabosha, there are trees in your life. Listen. There are trees in your life. You must uproot. I need an all night for this one. I can give you 10 types of trees. You must approach your life. I said, there are things in your life. They shouldn't be there. Some of them are people. Yes. Some of them are just people. Certain people. He said, if you have faith, you've not listened to some messages. That is why certain people are in your life. But if you have faith, you will say to this devil in your life, out of my life, I won't work with you again. I won't work with you again. And you will see that from tomorrow, he won't be in your life again. But because your faith is not the size of a mustard seed, it is smaller than a mustard seed, all kinds of things are allowed. And whatever you allow grows. Instead of your faith growing, sin is growing. Evil is growing. Lift your two hands and ask the Lord.
Yes.
To increase your faith.
Lord, increase my faith.
Give me something to hear.
Oh, yes.
Someone to advise me.
Yes.
Somebody's counsel to give me faith that this ministry is possible. This job is possible. This beloved dozen is possible. This marriage is possible. This life is possible. Lord, send someone. Lord, send someone. Lift your hands and pray. Wherever you are. Oh Lord, pull them out of the mud. Many of us are stuck. Lord, I'm stuck. Lord, she's stuck. Lord, he's stuck. Lord, they are stuck. Lord, we are stuck. Move us. Move us. We must move from one level of church to the next level of church. But I don't blame you. You've not heard what I've heard. You've not seen what I've seen. If you had seen what I've seen, you have the fire I have. I pray for you today, my sister, and you will see what you have to see. Everybody pray. Everybody is praying.
Lord, increase my faith.
Lord, give me something to hear. A message to hear. A book to read. A Bible verse to read. A commentary to read. A Bible discussion. A sister to talk to me. A brother to talk to me. A message. God, give me something to hear. I got to hear something. I got to hear something. Matabosa, Rama Masata. I am where I am because I have not heard something. The day you hear something, ah, my God, I now understand why Jesus said the prophets of old desired to hear what you are hearing, but they did not hear. But blessed are your ears, for they hear, and blessed are your eyes, for they see. I pray for you that this year you will see something and you will hear something to fire you up. You think you are the only phlegmatic? So you think you are the only phlegmatic? Check our backgrounds. But the things we hear, they don't allow us to sleep. The things we see, the books we read, the Bible verses we read. My God, I pray for a sister here. May that mountain in front of you be dislodged. Manderebo sakaba. Inteya. Inteya. Atualaba. Ayayayayaya. Mandebose. Imino lobosa. Atangarama. Atangarama. Change us, Lord. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Pray.
Ya papa ya kadaba. Impekata sote.
Online, pray.
Something to hear.
If you love your life, pray.
Increase my faith. Lipa katasha and delipakata yadebe. Lipa payandaba. Yegadebe. Give me something to hear. Oh, mashakata.
I can't be like this. I cannot be like this. I don't like this church. I don't like it. I want something better. I don't like this accommodation. I don't like this life. I want something better. But it's not by determination. You got to hear the word of God. That's a word. That's a message. That's a camp. That's a sermon. That's a session. That's a track. That is a word.
Father,
we thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
We thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
It's over.
Yes.
Today marks the end.
Amen.
Of your tolerance for mountains.
Ah,
I'll repeat myself. I said, today marks the end.
Amen.
Of your tolerance for mountains.
Amen.
And I pray,
yes,
with deep love inside my chest, for you,
kadaba,
that God will open your eyes,
amen,
to even see,
that
there's a mountain in front of you.
Kadadosh.
Because I'm amazed that some of you are clapping for yourselves.
Ah.
I pray,
hey,
that you will see.
Yes.
Vadush Impra. As a pastor, kadaba, with 50,000 chairs in his church. 50,000. He has gone to build 100,000 seater. And you have got 15 members. Because you are the largest Basenta, you have now raised your collar and you are in the church. Mr. Basenta.
Increase my faith.
Lift your hands. Lift your hands. I bless you.
Amen.
With a better life.
Amen.
A better life.
Amen.
I respect, I like where you are, but I'm saying that reject it. Reject it.
I reject it.
It's not, this is not the church.
Hey,
pastor.
No.
A pastor like me.
No.
I reject it. Say, I reject it.
I reject it.
Say, I want something better.
I want something
say,
better.
I want something better.
I want something
clap better. Your hands and pray.
Hey, kadabalaba. Rakadoshaba. Labayaba. Come on, reject. Kadadosha. I reject Makasote.
Being an African, being an African doesn't mean you must settle for nonsense. Clap your hands online. Pray.
I want something better.
Makata baba. From tonight, you will look for that message. You will search through Dark Yard Mills audios, through Dark Yard Mills videos. You will go to podcasts. You are looking for something. Keep praying. Keep praying. Thy words were found. Search. 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 My God. I thank you.
Something better.
Kaduma Zara.
Ivagadushi Brada. Zegedushi Vre Kadabasunima.
No, accept it.
Better. Yes. I reject
the fact that you are wearing a wedding ring doesn't mean you have arrived. Madazuna Makata. The fact that you are LP doesn't mean you have arrived.
No.
The fact that you are a bishop doesn't mean you have arrived. Settle for something better. He said you have roamed around this mountain too long. Oh, my heart is bleeding. There is somebody right here in front of me. You have accepted a certain nonsense as your normal life. But tonight,
hey!
I said tonight,
hey!
There's anger.
Ah!
I said there's anger.
Ah!
There's a fire.
Yes!
There's a rejection.
Ay-ay-ay.
An autoimmune rejection. Reject it.
Yes.
Reject it.
I reject it.
Reject it.
Yes.
Reject it.
Ah!
It will send you looking for a message. Looking for a message. Lift your hands and close your eyes. If you are here and you are not born again, turn off these ones. They are bringing the flies, the dragon flies. If you are here tonight, every eye closed. Yes, every eye closed. Tonight is somebody's night. What you heard tonight must change your life. Close your eyes. If you are here tonight, I want to say, Pastor, oh, I see. Even in this church, let's go around in circles. Round and round and round and round. Rise and fall and rise and fall and rise and fall. I want to say, Pastor, today, I want to receive Jesus Christ. That's the first step. I want to receive Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Jesus Christ. Yes, the first step. It's Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. Lord, from today, I want to receive Jesus to start the journey of transformation and true change. Every eye closed and every head bowed. If you want me here to pray with you, don't look at your friend. Hey, that's the last thing you must do. When you encounter something powerful, to look at your friend. If you are here, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. I want Jesus to be my Savior. If you are here and you want to be born again, you want to receive Jesus Christ into your life, lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray for you. You want Jesus? Yes. Lift it high. Pastor, pray for me. This is the day. Everybody, I had my day some time ago. It's your day. It's your turn to receive Jesus. Lift your hand high. It's your turn. I see your hand. I see your hand. It's your turn. It's your turn. It's your day. Without this day, the rest of your life, we cannot guarantee. I want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. And if you are here like that, and you want me to pray with you, and to pray for you, I want you with your hand up. Come to me here now. Come. 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 Take your phone. Take your Bible. Come. Beautiful. I like the way you are come. 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 Come, quickly, come, come.
I belong, oh Lord, I belong to you.
Keep clapping your hands.
I belong.
Your level is changing.
Oh Lord, I belong.
Hearing and seeing guarantees a rise to your next level.
Oh Lord, to you.
It guarantees a rise.
I belong.
Maduni Masanda. Oh Jesus. Are you aware that there are people in Accra who are living in mad houses? That house is 200 years old. They've not moved on from what their great great grandfather lived in. But today I was happy that through hearing and seeing, I've moved on by the grace of God. Yeah. But it's just a house. That one is a madhouse. How about the type of marriages in your family? How about the type of drunkards in your family? What are your children going to be like? How about the type of ministry you have around you? Today marks a change. I see some of you. I can feel that you are angry in your spirit.
Oh, no, yes. Oh, yes.
You are angry in your spirit. Yes. Yes. That's why tonight I send you out of here. Go and find a message. Because that faith that moves the mountain, it doesn't come by determination. I'm determined. I'll change my marriage. No, 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 no. You must hear the message. Lift your two hands, everybody. Lift your two hands. Your two hands. And I'm going to pray with you. But the pastors will pray with you again and again and again till you've understood what God wants to do with your life. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Oh, say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Today.
Today.
I surrender my life to you.
I surrender my life to you.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I realize.
I realize.
I'm far from you.
I've been far from you.
I am far from you.
I am far from you.
Please receive me.
Please receive me.
Please change me.
Please change me.
Today.
Today.
I declare.
I declare
that I am born again.
That I'm born again.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
Please wash me.
Please wash me
with my. With your blood.
With your blood.
Wash my sins.
Wash my sins.
With your blood.
With your blood.
I've done many bad things.
I've done many bad things.
But today.
But today
I turn around.
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 Oh God!
Oh God!
Please have mercy on me.
Please have mercy on me.
Like Bartimaeus.
Like Bartimaeus.
I cry to you.
I cry to you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
And receive me.
And receive me.
Change me.
Change me.
And make me.
And make me.
What you.
What you
want me.
Want me.
To be.
To be.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I'm not going back.
I'm not going back.
I'm not going back.
I'm not going back.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Congratulations.
Oh, hallelujah.
Your life can change. I read a verse. God has given everything. There's no prayer. God has shut down his factory. There's no factory that manufactures wives. Your great, great granddaughter, her son, her husband is there. But your choices today will determine it. Based on your knowledge. What an evening. What an evening. What an evening. Tonight I'm telling you, you are determining your destiny more than you know. I said you are determining your destiny more than you even accept. And I want to tell you, my sister, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother. You see those two women there? You see them? They are part of the things God has given you. They are gifts to you. When you see them, you may think they don't have problems. They have problems. But they have put aside their problems to care for you. It is God. Only God can touch a woman with problems to have time for you. That's why I want you to listen to them. Obey them. Love them. Love them. When they call you, follow them. They will take you to a good place. Let's go. Go to your things. Some of your things. Keep clapping your hands.
Hallelujah.
I want you to close your eyes. Some of you here have finished JHS. You have finished Bible. Close your eyes. You have finished SHS. And you sense a call on your life. You believe that God wants to use you. Some of you believe that you should be a pastor. You should be a pastor. You sense it. Every eye closed. No movement. No one should move. You finish school. You're at home. Fooling at home. When you should be an evangelist. This evening, I just feel I must help somebody to go to the Bible school, to be trained to be a pastor. You, as you are there, you feel that you should be a pastor. You feel that there's a call of God on your life. You finish school, but you don't know what to do with your life. And once you don't know what you want to do with your life, Satan introduces options. That's why today, I want to invite you to come. I myself will help you to be trained in the Bible school. Your life will take on a totally new color and direction and dimension. If you are here and you sense the call of God on your life and you want to go to the Bible school to be trained, you want to be a pastor, you believe that God wants to use you. Like I have preached today, one day you also want to be a preacher. But today, you want to start the process by giving yourself up to be trained to go to the Bible school. Whether you have finished JHS, you've not gone to SHS. Whether you have finished SHS, you have not gone to the university. Whatever you are doing right now, if you want to go to the Bible school, I want you to come to me in front here right now. Come. Yes. Come. Yes, come. Come, 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 come. Come. Clap your hands for them. They are coming. Come. 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 You want to go to the Bible school? Come. You want to be trained? Yes. Boy, girl, woman, man. You finished SHS. You have finished JHS. You don't know what to do, but you know that there's a call of God on your life. You sense there's a call on your life. Come. There's someone standing there. I don't know who you are. But tonight, maybe that's why you came to church. It's the beginning of a new life. It's the beginning. Father, we thank you. Yes, I'm waiting. There's someone I'm waiting for. There's someone. I don't know who you are. You want to go to the Bible school to be trained to be a pastor. This is your chance. Come. This is your chance. God bless you. Come. 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 God bless you. I want you. You see our pastor here? He's going to talk to you. He's going to have a word with you. I think you should even go to that side. Yes. And so you stand on the terrace. There's air. Because some people need oxygen to think properly. Yes. So yes, the terrace, there's air there. So please follow the pastor. Yes. Clap your hands for them. Keep clapping your hands. Keep clapping your hands. Let me have that communion. Take out your communion. Take out your communion. Everyone, when you are coming to church, prepare to eat at the Lord's table. Because there's healing there for you. There's deliverance there for you.
Oh, yes.
There's a blessing there for you. Chapel pastors, I would like to see you after church. Please lift up your bread. Jesus also took the bread and he said, "This is my body. This is my body." I don't know what you are going through, but what you are about to eat will affect your life.
Amen.
Will give you power.
Amen.
Will bring healing. Will bring deliverance.
Amen.
He took the bread, like you've taken the bread, and he said, "This is my body." So you two say, "This is the body of Christ."
This is the body of
Christ. Oh, say, "This is the body of Christ."
This is the body of Christ.
As I eat it.
As I eat it.
I receive. Healing.
Healing.
For my life.
For my life.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Let's eat it.
Oh, when I see the blood,
I will pass over you.
In the same manner, he took the cup and he said, "This is the blood. Blood gives life. It's his blood that gives us the new life. He shed his blood. So as often as you drink this blood, you renew the life of Christ. You break the power of sin. You remind yourself that you are born again. The blood of Jesus, as you drink it, may you receive new life. I mean, some energy.
Yes.
New energy.
Yes.
New fire.
Yes.
New zeal.
Jesus.
New power.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Let's drink it. And lift your hands. Father, bless.
Amen.
Bless us indeed.
Amen.
Bless us indeed.
Amen.
Bless us indeed.
Amen.
Bless us indeed.
Amen.
With strength.
Oh, yes.
With energy.
Yes.
With life.
Yes.
Anybody here who is experiencing tiredness in the things of God, may this body, may this blood,
yes,
inject new energy.
Amen.
New fire.
Amen.
New zeal.
Amen.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
Receive it now.
Oh, yes.
Father, bless.
Amen.
And let this be a new relationship.
Amen.
And a new season.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Oh.
God bless you.
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Amen.
You may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenna Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.